So next up, we have the ins and outs of negotiating an indie label recording deal with Wallace Collins and Lynn Morrow. And if you were here for yesterday's 101 presentation with them, you know you're in for a treat. I could literally listen to the two of them just talk all day. They're amazing. So Wallace Collins is an entertainment attorney who handles transactional and litigation matters. His extensive transactional work focuses on negotiating music, film, television, and internet business deals, as well as IP issues arising from emerging technology. He handles many digital media matters, including copyright and licensing issues related to AI, new apps, streaming, and digital clearance. He also represents plaintiffs and defendants in copyright and trademark infringement cases, as well as general entertainment contract disputes. He's authored numerous articles, is a regular contributor to Billboard, Entertainment Law and Finance, and the New York Law Journal, and frequently speaks on panels and seminars around the world. Fun fact, he was also a teenage recording artist for Epic Records before attending law school. Also, we have the wonderful Lynn Morrow. She's the team leader in the Entertainment and New Media Practice Group of the law firm of Adams & Reese LLP and has substantial experience in representing clients in the music industry. She currently represents many top country and contemporary Christian artists, producers, and songwriters. She is legal counsel to Leadership Music and the Christian Music Trade Association. Her practice also extends to representing the interests of authors, music publishers, and independent record companies. She works extensively and writes extensively on copyright and entertainment-related subjects, is the past chair of the Entertainment and Sports section of the Nashville Bar Association and Tennessee Bar Association. In 2013 and 2018, she was named Best Lawyers, Lawyer of the Year in Entertainment Law in Nashville, and since 2008 has been ranked among Best Lawyers in Entertainment Law, Music, Copyright, and Intellectual Property Law. So, feel free to take it away. Looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you for that introduction. That was very, very nice.
Hope we can live up to it.
I was going to say, yes, indeed. And before we get started, I have to say I am so blown away by this conference and how well looked after we are at this conference. So thank you to all the organizers and those of you that are listening online. Come in person next year. It is so worth it. I mean, we're getting treated like kings and queens here. The food's been fantastic. Weather, company, everybody in this room is just amazing. So thank you for including me, Amy Mitchell. You gave me the invite, and I'm very, very grateful. Okay, so we are going to talk about the ins and outs of independent record deals, okay? And this is really a relevant topic because a lot of us might work with independent artists who are signing their first deal. They may be signing, they may be an established artist but want to stay with an independent record label. And I was looking at the statistics for 2023, and 35.7% of the market share in the United States was independent labels, okay? And independent labels is defined as not affiliated with the big three, the majors, Warner Music Group, Universal Music Group, and Sony Music Group, okay? So it means not an independent label that's distributed by a major, but that's the market share, and it's quite substantial. And so when you're looking at a label, an independent label, there are so many different levels of independent labels, and I know Wallace is going to build on this, but this is what I like to do when I have a potential client that's an artist that has been offered an independent record deal. And Wallace, I'm going to start here because I think it's really important to think about it on the front end. I have probably talked 25% of the time I talk the artist out of the deal. And I know that might surprise some of you. But I tell them that no deal is better than a bad deal. And number two, you gotta respect yourself better than this record company is respecting you.